Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
And Mike's been watching TV again. Yeah, we just can't keep him away from it. But that's where he came up with his latest idea.
Just for the record, Warren, I would like to clear up, I was not watching TV here at work.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Well, it's a very interesting story, actually, Warren. What I saw the other day on TV was this show on the Travel Channel called Extreme Restaurants.
Mm.
It's all about these crazy, wacky restaurants all over the world. There's a haunted restaurant and an underwater restaurant and a ninja-themed restaurant,
cool.
All kinds of fun stuff. But one of the restaurants is located in Taiwan. It's a chain, actually. And it is called a Modern Toilet.
Well, good night, folks. It's been fun. Join us again next week.
I swear I'm not making this up. Modern Toilet, it's a chain of restaurants where they serve all the food and drinks in dishes and bowls and cups that are shaped like toilets.
Okay.
And the reason this spurred a podcast idea is because the voiceover, the narrator of the show, had to consistently make toilet humor-related puns, if you will.
Okay.
None of which I'm going to repeat here. But the most tame one I can remember is he made a joke about the urinal-shaped cups and asked the audience if anyone was interested in lemonade. It was that
okay.
type of thing. But it just got me thinking about what an interesting day at the office that must have been.
Mm.
You know, you go in, you're going to read a spot about some restaurant. Sounds like fun. The next thing you know, you're throwing out, you know, toilet jokes to your audience.
Okay. Thus our theme, be ready for anything. Now, Mike did play a part of this for us so we could hear a little bit of the voiceover. So I do want to mention that I heard the gentleman who was doing the voiceover work, I heard his voice change considerably as it got a little interesting, as you know,
yes.
would put it, I guess. And he did get a little edgier with his voice and a little gruffer, if you will, if that's a word, with his presentation.
It was more extreme.
More extreme, I suppose, yeah. Well, you know, this sort of thing is going to probably pop up sometime in your voice acting career. I had a student, this is the same theme. I had a student.
We got to get away from this,
yeah. But one of our students was offered a restaurant bathroom voiceover gig, believe it or not, one time. This was a fancy restaurant that was under construction, and her voice would be activated when you walked into the men's or ladies' room in this upscale restaurant. Unfortunately, but and this really is too bad, the project ran out of money before they could do this part of the project, if you will. They renovated this restaurant. I'm sure it's a nice place, but it doesn't have a talking toilet, if you will.
Extra oven or talking bathroom.
Yeah, but you just never know what you're going to be asked to do.
Exactly. In fact, our own John Galogli, that's the senior creative director here. So many of you have met John. Not that long ago, actually, had to play the voice of a drunken person for an action figure or a doll, kind of like a novelty gag gift like you might find in some of your stores in the mall where it's like you pull the string and this doll sings 99 bottles of beer in a drunken manner, if you will.
I remember it well. I was humming that song for days afterwards.
What I think is funny to share with your readers a little behind the scenes is on my notes here, it just says John Galogli, drunken doll. I'll be having fun with that for weeks to come, I'm sure.
Well, the next item actually refers to me, and that was one day minding my own business at my desk. I get a call from downstairs. You want to come down and help us out with a little something? And it turned out to be part of the upcoming PBS documentary project called American General. They wanted to see if I could do the voice of John Adams, the late president. Now, luckily, there's no audio of Mr. Adams, former President Adams, if you will. And so I gave it my best. It may wind up on the cutting room floor, but I gave it a shot. And we worked at it for probably a good half hour to see if I could get, you know, to that point of sounding, first of all, a little older, and secondly, like someone that lived 200 years ago.
And you know, Warren, I sat in for some of that session. And I thought what was really interesting was how, you know, take after take, you got more and more into the part, and you really, between your approach and the direction you were getting from the producers, you really started to kind of sort of inhabit the character. And from your first read to your last read, your voice really did kind of sound completely different, even though you weren't doing, you know, a quote character voice in the way that people think of character voices.
Sure.
It was really just kind of almost a change in your demeanor, and I thought you did a really good job with that.
Thank you. And again, it just goes to show you have to be ready for anything,
including you running for president. By the way, I've always felt that you were a little presidential, and I thought, when, you know, maybe now you've got that under your belt, you should think about it.
There you go. I could be at least a founding father president. Maybe.
Garling in 12?
No, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Well, we also spoke recently with a voice actor who was recording telephone messages for voicemail systems in various character voices. You know, when you call up your local dentist's office or supermarket, instead of just having the usual, you know, thanks for calling, he would do them in character voices of celebrity impressions and things like that. So that's a really fun kind of – and actually another guy we talked to did a voice for a GPS as Elvis.
There you go. I remember that too.
A huge voiceover project where he had to do an Elvis impression, but reading directions, turn left, turn right. As Elvis, you know, it's a little bit different.
Well, I guess our tip here is when you step up behind the microphone and you've got the copy that you've just been handed, don't be afraid to practice several different types of reads, okay? You can do it normal, but why not go over the top a little bit? See what response you get from the producer, from the other side of the glass.
Absolutely. A lot of times you'll have a couple of minutes to prepare before you start recording. They might want to get some levels from you. You know, so try it different ways. See if you can come up with something. You know, if you're reading a piece for a bank, you could be a bank manager or an angry customer or a bank robber or who knows what you can do with it, you know, but have fun with it and just really let your creativity go. I think that's the key to success in a lot of these endeavors, if you will.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Well, if you've been thinking that you want to learn more about the business of voice acting, or maybe you have a friend or a relative you think might be interested, the Voice Coaches team is traveling the country right now with our Getting Paid to Talk Introduction to Voice Acting Adult Education class, and we could be coming to a school near you very soon.
That's right. The week of April 12th, we're going to be in Salem, Pittsfield, Beverly, and Winchester, Massachusetts. We'll also be in Brewster, Setauket, Purchase, and Troy, New York, and Mount Holly and South Brunswick, New Jersey.
We're also going to be presenting our fun and enlightening class in New Braunfels, I think that's how you say that, Texas, College Station, Texas, Cheshire, Simsbury, and Bloomfield, Connecticut, Brunswick, Maine, Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Roxborough, North Carolina.
Yes, they're two separate Carolinas.
Oh, thank you.
And all you have to do to learn more about these classes is give us a call at our toll-free number. That's 866-887-2834 or email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com. We're also very interested in hearing your comments, questions, and predictions for the future at podcast@voicecoaches.com.
Oh, yes. By the way, a big thank you to Sammy, who suggested a stock tip a couple of weeks ago for that great new company that manufactures handmade Peruvian belt buckles. I'm going to be a millionaire.
And hey, you can use that money to fund your presidential run in 2012.
There you go. We're all set. Thanks for joining us once again this week for this hopefully interesting and yet a little silly gathering. We'll do it again next week if you dare join us then. Have a great one.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Time to go again, folks.
You know, speaking of creative voiceovers, by the way, I did want to mention a job I had once where I had to do the voiceover as a mime.
And there you just had an example of it right there. Did you hear that? Wasn't that tremendous?